Thank you very much, Madam Minister. Thank you to the countries for their recommendations in the second round of questioning. I note the recommendation from the state of Pakistan that St. Vincent and the Grenadines continues to seek international assistance in mitigating climate change and disasters. And St. Vincent and the Grenadines welcomes the suggestion and will continue to seek international assistance where possible. And also to continue efforts to deal with COVID, with the COVID-19 pandemic, with social protection programs, etc. St. Vincent and the Grenadines welcomes the recommendation of the State of Panama on the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the declarations on the children, young persons, and climate action, and healthcare workers, teenage girls, confidentiality, and privacy. St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes that there is no prevailing issue with regard to confidentiality and privacy of healthcare workers regarding the medical records of teenage girls. St. Vincent and the Grenadines has completed the Patient Rights Charter, and this seeks to protect the rights of all patients who come into contact with the healthcare system in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. St. Vincent and the Grenadines will continue to request technical assistance from the Office of the High Commissioner on Human Rights for the completion of reports and for assistance in attaining the highest standards of compliance with its human rights obligations. St. Vincent and the Grenadines welcomes any assistance from the Office of the High Commissioner and international agencies with regard to the establishment of the National Human Rights Institution with a broad mandate and appropriate resources according to Paris principles. I will now pass the lectern to my colleague, Mr. Westford Joseph, for continued responses to the state recommendations.